Will a trade war impact real estate? That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, and thanks, Freedom Fighters, for working on your financial freedom, building legacy wealth for you and your family, and overall just becoming more financially intelligent. That's what this show is all about. We want you to have financial intelligence. So you don't buy properties in your own name, right? You buy them in a business. You get all of the tax benefits of real estate. You're buying a tax shelter, and all of the new tax law benefits have just a profound impact on you as a real estate investor. So we've been watching the market, right? We've been seeing what's been going on. And of course, you know that the Trump presidency, things are volatile as always. But one of the areas that they added quite a bit of volatility into the market over the past few weeks is around the idea of a trade war. And what the Trump administration plans to do with trying to place all kinds of tariffs on incoming goods coming into this country in order to shore up what he thinks are like aluminum production in the United States, steel and other things. He got quite a bit of blowback from his Republican colleagues who thought that this would actually hurt the country. And Democrats were not happy either. And according to all the reporting on this, he kind of made this decision without his advisors weighing in on this. So what does that mean, though? It seems like he talked about this on the campaign trail. This is something that he planned to do. He definitely wanted to put these tariffs on there to protect American industry in certain quarters. So we'll have to find out what impact that has overall. But as a real estate investor, I'm always curious what this will look like. The other day at lunch, I was having lunch with a multimillionaire real estate investor. He's a little bit older than me. He's done tens of millions of dollars in deals. He owns just tons of buildings and residential. He loves residential. And just had a really great conversation about the market. And one of his concerns was he wondered how we were having this discussion about the future, given this trade war, and how that would affect real estate. And we both agreed that we did not see it affecting residential real estate in any appreciable way, that the same fundamentals are still in play and really won't affect us at all. And as soon as I got done lunch, there was an article posted on Seeking Alpha about this exact question. So I want to go through this right now. And the headline is Real Estate Outperforms Amid a Broader Sell-Off Based Around This Trade War. So the summary is really amid this rising trade and political tensions, U.S. equities dropped nearly 6% this week, the worst weekly performance in 2 years. Real estate investment trusts also fell 5%, while home builders declined 3%. Now, home builders, they're just not building homes right now. There is such a demand for housing. So home builders just can't build them fast enough. They're trying to. And a flurry of headlines reignited volatility this week, including a federal rate hike, a retaliatory tariff from China, major data breach at Facebook, and a new $1.3 trillion spending bill. So what they went in and explained is that investors are increasingly anxious that this protectionism that we're seeing from the Trump administration will threaten to sort of upend this best period of global economic growth in a decade. Real estate sectors, though, according to Seeking Alpha, are relatively immune from these negative effects. Yield-sensitive equity sectors, including REITs, real estate investment trusts, which I do not invest in, and home builders have outperformed during the past month as interest rates and inflation expectations have retreated. The effects of this tax reform and the rising mortgage rates are beginning to impact housing markets. Existing home sales are higher by just 1% as first-time buyers remain on the sidelines. And guess what they are doing? They are renting. So in the B markets that I love, the C+, B- markets that I invest in, those areas right now are just, there's such a demand for housing. Again, we need more housing. And renters need places to live. So as the article goes on to point out here, 2017 was a year of remarkable tranquility in financial markets, but 2018 has been quite the opposite. It's been up and down and up and down. The S&P 500 has recorded 8 such weekly moves where there's been like a 2% dip, 2% increase, 2% dip. This week, volatility was reignited, of course, by this trade policy issue. And the $1.3 trillion spending bill. So you have the S&P 500 dipping nearly 6%. It was the worst week for U.S. stocks in more than 2 years. So like I said again, if you lack financial intelligence, then you're placing all of your eggs in that 401k basket. You need to get your head examined. You need to create legacy wealth. You need to start buying some B-minus, C-plus homes that are going to, you know, really sustain you and your family, creating true legacy wealth, creating that trust, that dynasty for your family. And then those ride out this volatility, right? Because you have that consistent cash flow. For instance, I just bought a house. I think the net return on it was about 8%. And I'm putting that right into my family legacy wealth bucket. And that's going to be a rock solid investment. Yeah, I'm going to have an eviction at some point, maybe years from now, maybe. I'm going to have tenant turnovers. I'll pay, you know, a few grand here and there for paint, carpet, and touch up. That is a tax shelter. That is immune from this kind of talk about what's going on with China and what do we need to deal with on the S&P 500 and how is this going to affect all of these other items. It doesn't. It doesn't, as this article points out. So real estate, baby, real estate. Don't take it from me. Take it from Seeking Alpha and all of the data that was just published in their new report on what sectors are hit. Real estate, immune from this volatility. So when you hear about Washington wants to start a trade war with China, thank God you're in real estate, my friends. Thank God you are in real estate. That's going to do it for today's Market Watch episode on real estate. I just wanted to give you a quick one here so you can know that we're staying up on everything that's happening in the real estate investment marketplace. Now go out there, have financial intelligence, become a real estate investor, and come on over to our website. We've got so many blog articles and useful resources and tips at Morris Invest. So it's just my last name, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com. Check out our blog posts. We've got all kinds of back episodes of the podcast there as well. All kinds of downloads for free. So you can, you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your partner can go through and download some really great, you know, Excel spreadsheets and things like that to help you and your family's finances get on the right path. That's what we want here. We want you to take action and become an excellent real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Investing in Real Estate Show.